Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, jao, wee, viva, cat, bang, half a day, jai, janendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison, military industrial corporation in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy, mocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death, disease, and destruction is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And I've witnessed it once again, the what's been going on this time in Doha. You know, we grew up as kids with little sayings that seem to guide us in life, like, thou shalt not kill, even though people seem to continue to eat meat and wear fur and leather, and, you know. Then there's do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So people continue to eat meat and wear fur and leather, and, you know. And then there was, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Now, I don't really remember it being, if at first you don't succeed, try again. That would seem a little extreme, don't you think? That would almost seem like, you know, that sign of mental illness, or how I'm looking at it now, I'm looking at it as environmental illness, doing the same thing over and over, like 18 climate change conferences. That's the try, which I just mentioned 18 times. So environmental illness, doing the same thing over and over, 18 climate change conferences, and expecting a different result, or in this case, any result. The UN thinks that throwing money at climate change is the answer. And misleading organizations and websites like Al Gore's Climate Reality Project are diversions from reality and from inconvenient truth. The irrelevant 350.org begs for donations so that it can produce vacuous, slick videos claiming to connect the dots while not even knowing what the dots are, it seems. And environmentally ill movement leaders like, I mean, I have nothing against Bill McKibben, but, you know, I mean, he incomprehensibly avoids, you know, the specificity of priority action other than suggesting, you know, riding our bicycles to climate stability. And beyond environmental illness is the totally crazed World Wildlife Fund. World Wildlife Fund, yeah, that's basically as bad as the Humane Society of the United States. The World Wildlife Fund, which is a partner in the oxymoronic Global Conference on Sustainable Beef. Yes, the World Wildlife Fund, hard to believe, right? As if there could be such a thing. So that would certainly secure the position for the WWF as a major environmental terrorist, not worthy of any donations that you might be considering. I mean, seriously. Sustainable beef. Right. Planet Earth is running out of time, and any time spent on the worthless campaigns and projects of groups and organizations such as these, instead of promoting veganism as the only realistic, attainable, and practical solution to climate change, is absolutely insane. I mean, what are we doing? Are we whistling in the dark? Are we, you know, whistling past the graveyard of Planet Earth? I mean, what are we doing? We're singing songs like We Are the World to try to address climate change. And Joe, do you have that song there, the climate change song? I wanted you to hear this.
Yes.
You have it there? Yeah, listen to what, this is what was going on in Doha, you know? Okay, so great. We have a song. What do we have to do? Let's be specific. We have to go vegan. And all those kids put together need to be singing about going vegan, not that we have to do something. We're not really being specific here. The United Nations underestimated the greenhouse gas emissions of animal agriculture at 18%. This is all wrong. This is another UN conference. We have to mobilize to go vegan. We can't really be distracted. I would suggest that you Google and find the work from Robert Goodland and Jeff Anhang, World Bank scientists, climate scientists, World Watch Institute study, Livestock and Climate Change. And the subtitle is, what if the key actors in climate change are cows, pigs, and chickens? And let's get real. Let's get real. And the United Nations underestimated the greenhouse gas emissions of animal agriculture at 18%. And even by us underestimating, that's still more than all transportation combined. So who cares if you get another 2 miles per gallon, you know, on your SUV or whatever you're driving? It's all irrelevant. We have to now get rid of meat, dairy, fish, and eggs in our diet. And Goodland and Anhang were telling us that, in the report, they say, livestock are already well known to contribute to greenhouse gas emissions. Livestock's long shadow, the widely cited 2006 report by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, estimates that 7,516 million metric tons per year of CO2 equivalents, or 18% of annual worldwide greenhouse gas emissions are attributable to cattle, buffalo, sheep, goats, camels, horses, pigs, and poultry. That amount would easily qualify livestock for a hard look indeed in the search for ways to address climate change. But our analysis shows that livestock and their byproducts actually account for at least 32,564 million tons of CO2 equivalents per year, or 51% of annual worldwide greenhouse gas emissions. So that doesn't just mean all transportation combined. That means all other human activity. That's not animal agriculture. All other activity combined doesn't equal what animal agriculture contributes to climate change. Goodland and Anhang go on to say, this is a strong claim that requires strong evidence, so we will thoroughly review the direct and indirect sources of greenhouse gas emissions from livestock. Now, what they were saying is that the UN overlooked respiration by so-called livestock, and always, please, a so-called livestock in front of the word livestock, so-called in front of the word livestock. The UN overlooked respiration. It overlooked land use. It undercounted methane. The report is basically a mess. Goodland and Anhang say in the big picture, we began with the FAO's 7,516 million tons of CO2 equivalents per year attributable to livestock, and amounts established by adding up greenhouse gas emissions involved in clearing to graze livestock and grow feed, keeping livestock alive, and processing and transporting the end product. We show that 25,048 million tons of CO2 equivalents attributable to livestock have been, turn the page, have been undercounted or overlooked. Of the total, 3,000 million tons are misallocated, and 22,048 million tons, I think we're talking in billions here, aren't we, are entirely uncounted. When uncounted tons are added to the global inventory of atmospheric GHGs, that inventory rises from 41,755 million tons to 63,803 million tons. FAO's 7,516 million tons of CO2 attributable to livestock then declined from 18% of worldwide GHGs to 11.8%. Let's look at each category of uncounted or misallocated GHGs. But basically, I want you to go Google this, check it out, and you will see that it's really the root of climate change has to do with animal agriculture. So that's where we have to mobilize. If we want to collect the dots, we want to do so, at least knowing what the dots do represent. Coming up on today's program, I do believe that we're going to talk a bit about the puppy mill legislation that's happened in Los Angeles and other issues related to puppies. You know, it's that time of year, the holiday season. Animals are not things. They're not gifts. Don't give somebody a dog or cat. It's a lifetime commitment, and we don't want to patronize pet stores, and some good things have been happening in Los Angeles. So we hope to talk to Kelly Sawyer about progress there and some of what still needs to be done in Southern California. Also, we'll be talking to Virginia Handley of Animal Switchboard and Paw Pack, with a review of the California legislature and what it has done concerning animals this year. Usually it's up to no good. We'll find out what good and what no good happened this year. And also, Virginia and Animal Switchboard and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society are having a Christmas party next Saturday in Fort Mason Center in San Francisco, which I will attend, and I'll be carpooling with my buddy Kenneth G. Williams, the world champion vegan bodybuilder. So I ask you to support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We really need your help. This month especially, we're in very serious negotiations with a major network, which is the Genesis Communications Network, the network that carries the Alex Jones program, and it looks like we may be joining that network in the near future, but we need to upgrade some of our equipment. So it's really important that you help us out with a tax-deductible donation. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. You can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. Email me, bob@govegenradio.com. And for archives and podcasts, and to make a tax-deductible donation online, please visit the website. It is govegenradio.com.
Your support of the International Fund for Africa goes to direct aid for human babies and animals in need in Africa. Compassion for all beings is exemplified by the work of the International Fund for Africa, delivering critically needed medical services from the introduction of neonatal care in Ethiopia to the Homeless Animals Project for dogs, from the Rural Health and Development Project to the Veterinary Medicine Hospital Project, and promoting veganism as the best way to help people, animals, and the environment of Africa, the International Fund for Africa is leading the way. Its dynamic president, Dr. Antenna Roba, is a Houston emergency room physician who sees the deadly health effects of the standard African-American diet of animal products, and then goes home to Africa to witness the deadly environmental effects of the standard African-American diet there, as meat and dairy-based climate change devastates the continent. The message from the International Fund for Africa is, go vegan, Africa. No GMOs, no factory farms. Find out how you can help the International Fund for Africa help people and animals in Africa. Visit iFundAfrica.org. Stop starvation. Save the environment. Visit iFundAfrica.org. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. A favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health, compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at vegetarianhouse.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@goveganradio.com. RecipeFactory.net. Create more delicious, healthful, and affordable meals. Visit RecipeFactory.net, where you can analyze existing recipes or create new ones. Customize to use or avoid specific ingredients. Meet your dietary, aesthetic, and budgetary requirements. Check complete protein, inflammation, and glycemic load. Create food and meal substitutes. Upload your recipes and download others. Visit RecipeFactory.net. Create at RecipeFactory.net.
KCAA.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com. And if you would like to follow us on Twitter, it is at Go Vegan Radio. And seems like my two Bob Linden Facebook pages are maxed out at 5,000 each, so we're going to have to build up what's over on the Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden fan page. How egomaniacal to have a fan page, isn't it? We have a wonderful holiday party coming up next week to benefit Animal Switchboard. Virginia Handley is with Animal Switchboard, and she's also with PAWPAC, the political action committee that keeps a watchful eye on the California legislature to see what it's doing about and to animals. And it's time for our year-end review. How are you today, Virginia Handley?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Good. So we're all excited. We have our party next week at Fort Mason Center. It's on Saturday with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. You had it office there for a long time.
We had it for many years. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to Dixie Mahey for setting up all the food.
Yeah. So we'll have, and that's good because a couple of really big eaters will be there, such as I will be there, and Kenneth G. Williams, Kenneth G. Williams, vegan bodybuilder. So if
bring
you're
your
in the Bay Area,
bring your dog.
Right, bring the dog. If you bring a doggy bag, it'll be empty when you go home. I think so. I don't know. So so that's going to be at the Fort Mason Center Building C, room 260, this coming Saturday. From 3 to 6 p.m. So you are with PAWPAC, the Political Action Committee, keeping an eye on the California legislature. What's been happening this year? I'm afraid to ask, but I'm asking anyway.
Well, every year is eventful, of course. But probably the biggest controversy of the year was SB 1221 that bans the hunting of bears and bobcats with dogs. And all the years that I've been in the legislature, I couldn't believe, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people that showed up, probably more in opposition than in support, but both sides showed up. And literally, they had to have the guards out in the halls to just to keep order. But that bill did pass, so it's going to ban the hunting of bears and bobcats with dogs.
Okay, now if I could just ban the hunting of bears and bobcats by people, I'll be happy, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, because they'll still be hunting the bears in other ways. They just can't hunt them with the dogs.
Right.
And that was, got my little chorus going here.
Right, okay, that's fine. It's an animal-friendly show. We encourage dogs barking on the show.
Well, it certainly has an opinion.
Is that Roger or
Lonely?
Oh,
that's Roger.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Roger the Rascal.
Yeah. Okay, more about
the
legislation.
Other bills that passed, the SB 1229 prohibits landlords from requiring declawing of cats or debarking of dogs as a condition of rentals. That went through quite well, and it's really part of a whole thing against declawing of cats. And so at least this says that can't be done as part of a condition of rental. But so we'll see what we can do beyond that. I mean, cats should not be declawed and dogs should not be debarked.
Of course. Good.
So that's an ongoing issue, but this one passed quite readily.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, there were other bills that passed. SB 1500 amends and improves the law enforcement procedures in dealing with owners of seized animals. Because people can be charged with cruelty, they can be convicted, and whether or not they're still able to have animals is a question. And,
so what was that again? What was that about?
It was SB 1500 by Senator Ted Lieu.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's about dealing with the quote owners of seized or abandoned animals. Of people can be convicted of cruelty, but then the judge has to say, well, you can't have any more animals after that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. did that pass or fail?
It did pass. It did pass. And also among those that passed, the Fish and Game Commission, which I go to all of their meetings that I can, they amended regulations about improving inspections of places where captive animal exotics are kept. And that includes the circuses.
So what does that mean, and what is it?
Well, at one time, Fish and Game was letting the veterinarians who work for the people who had the permits, that they could sign off on inspections. Mm-hmm. And we sued them for that because the law says it has to be... Fish and Game has to inspect them. So this was, they had to amend the regulations so that we hope that there are more impartial inspectors.
Right, right. Ones who aren't being paid directly in the open.
Right, yeah. I mean, what a conflict of interest.
Right, certain conflict of interest. So are you saying that Fish and Game would now be inspecting circuses when they come to California?
Yes, they have to do the inspections, or they have to have what's called a memorandum of understanding of someone else that can do the inspecting, but they can't be the veterinarians that are hired by the permittees.
Mm-hmm.
And the commission also accepted a petition to try to protect. We have one lonely wolf that came down from Oregon. They call him OR7. I don't know what happened to the other six. The lone wolf, OR7, who came into California from Oregon. And we even had a commissioner who obliquely said he'd love to go out and kill the one wolf. And that's our commission.
So a commissioner, a Fish and Wildlife Commissioner, would like to go out?
Yeah, Fish and Game Commission.
Fish and Game Commission.
Yeah, that's a whole another issue, too, is that we're now fighting the reappointment of Commissioner Jim Kellogg, who is president of the commission. He's an avowed hunter. He didn't even come to the last hearing because he was out hunting. So apparently that's more important to him than being president of the commission.
We know his priorities. It's more important for him to be out there killing directly rather than talking about it. We're saving animals, right? Well, how does it get to be that an avid hunter gets in a position like that? I mean, that seems
like
a... Well,
they've been the only ones on the commission for many years.
Mm.
We have to rearrange the whole commission.
And how would that happen?
Well, there was a bill passed by Assemblyman Hueso, who was trying to get some balance on the commission, and so that they represent more of the people of California than just the hunters.
Wow.
So that
talking
will go
about
into effect in January.
Special interests taking over the government or government as usual. So, and his policies obviously are quite detrimental. He even supports, you know, keeping lead in shot. Right. I mean everything about this guy.
Oh yeah. He's opposed to any ban on lead shot. He's in support of the robo ducks. The ducks that their wings fly around, they know they're just plastic animals, and various things that we don't like at all. And we're still dealing with the live animal markets and the turtles and frogs that are coming in by the hundreds of thousands, by the ton. The bullfrogs come in by the ton. And we're continuing to ask the commission to ban their importation into California. And I think they may do something. They're having a meeting in San Diego coming up pretty soon. And so we're hoping they're going to take some action. I mean, we've been dealing with this for, 20 years. I'm trying to do something about the live animal markets. And so maybe...
Tell us quickly about the live animal markets and the animals coming in and, you know, how they're exploited, why they're used, who it is.
Well, it's been a long time problem, and a lot of people that go to the live animal markets, they actually get the animals and then release them into the wild. And which, of course, I'm very sympathetic with that, and a lot of it is Buddhist, too, but they don't really give much thought as to where they're releasing them, what happens after they're released, because the bullfrogs, I mean, they just overwhelm any other wildlife that's out there. Same thing with the red-eared slider, turtle. The other animals can't compete with them. So and now they're bringing in different diseases besides the salmonella, which I even caught salmonella because I went down to the markets and handled the turtles. I have never been so sick in my life.
Martha Stewart just got salmonella from handling turkeys. So I hope to talk a little bit more about that a little later in the show.
Nobody wants to get salmonella. You feel like your whole insides are turning inside out.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, really bad. And say, you should go to a doctor. You couldn't even get out of bed. I mean, you couldn't. You know, it was just awful. But now we have citrate fungus, which is a disease that the frogs bring in. And it's just decimating our wildlife, really all over the world.
And why is there such a big market for you're saying frogs and turtles are coming in by the boatload, truck, tons of them? Why? What's the demand? Why?
Well, they go into the live animal markets down in Chinatown, in San Francisco, Los Angeles. Into the Sacramento. So they're around the state where there's a market.
For food? People are eating them?
Yeah, for food.
Okay, being a vegan,
they want the food alive. They want to buy it when it's alive.
Strange. I want to buy food when it's alive, too. That's why I go to the produce section.
I know. What would you do if you saw a turtle there?
It's upsetting enough. Whole Foods seems to mistake cheese for produce, and I'm always, it's like I don't want to buy an apple that's touching cheese. I mean, I want fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds, legumes. That's the diet, So. Okay, we have a few more minutes. Let's see anything else that we need to cover.
Wanted to tell you about a couple of bills that died, which we hope will come back. SB 1480, it was vetoed by the governor, which I don't really know why. His veto message didn't make much sense. But it would have affected all of these thousands of animals that are trapped by the nuisance control trappers. These are the ones you call, I've got a raccoon, I saw him in my yard, and then they call these people and they pay them hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get rid of this wildlife that they consider a nuisance, even if the animals have not done any damage. So this was a bill to that they had to tell the their clients of what exactly was going to happen to the animals, because they were all going to die. They weren't going to release them somewhere else. They kill them. And they kill them in oftentimes very horrid ways, drowning them, crushing their chests, injecting chemicals. It's a huge industry, and there needs to be some control of it. So that may be reintroduced in some form by Senator Ellen Corbett, who's been a wonderful friend of animals, and she's very high on the power list in Sacramento. The other bill that I was so disappointed to see just didn't go was SB 1523, which was brought about the Retired California Horse Races Fund. So we have all these horses. They have made thousands of dollars for their people. And then when they don't win or they don't make the grade, then they're treated like garbage and these horses are just thrown away. So this was a bill that was going to give a retirement program for them. And a lot of them need rehabilitation. They need retraining. I mean, these are special horses. And many of them, even though they've been in all these stalls for so many years, they really don't know how to deal with other horses or even with people. So they need to be able to retire and learn how to be a horse again.
Don't they usually get
died?
Don't many of them get retired to the slaughterhouse?
They'll end up in auction, and they'll end up in the slaughterhouse.
Mm.
And the people who bought them, as I can tell, couldn't care less. But we do have the California Horse Racing Board, and there's you probably know Bo Derek.
Of course.
The actress, she's on the horse racing board, and she's a real champion for horses, so I'm very glad that she's there, and I think she was behind this, of trying to get some retirement program for the horses.
Okay. All right, so tell people how they can be in touch with you, how they can support your work, either and get involved with Paw Pack or Animal Switchboard or donate or
okay,
help you
well,
out.
The best way to follow the legislation is to get on our email list, because then I put out the email alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at info@pawpack.org.
info@pawpack.org. That's info@pawpac.org. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'll put them on the list, and then they'll get alerts. We put them out. You know, once the legislature goes in session, they're taking a break right now. Early next year, as soon as we know about bills that are being introduced. And we do have legislative meetings. Anybody's welcome to come to them. They're in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
But we sit down and talk about what's up and try to get people's opinions about what they think should, you know, what's good or bad.
Okay. All righty. So info@pawpack.org, and come out to our
and
party next
Animal
week.
Switchboard.
Animal Switchboard.
Yeah, let me give the phone number, 510-222-2236.
Okay. And
that's Paw Pack's number. And then also I get calls on that line from Animal Switchboard, and people call me from around the Bay Area with any sort of animal problem. And I can talk to them about it and give them the phone number.
Okay, and that's supported through donations also. You can call the Animal Switchboard at 510-222-2236. Just about out of time here, but I want to invite everyone in the Bay Area who can attend to come out to our holiday party next week.
Yeah.
It's a benefit with Animal Switchboard and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. I'll be there because I heard that there's going to be food there. It's Saturday, this coming Saturday, December 15th, 3 to 6 p.m., Fort Mason Center, Building C, Room 260. And Fort Mason Center is at Laguna and Marina in San Francisco.
Right. We'll sing a song.
We want people to attend Virginia. That may not be a motivation. We won't sing a song, okay? If you come out there,
okay.
We promise not to
sing.
All right.
Even
I'll
better,
see you there.
We won't sing.
Yeah. See you there on Saturday. We'll continue. Please support this program. We have to buy radio airtime every week. And you can donate and hear hundreds of free archives at goveganradio.com.
For as long as I can remember, I've been locked in this crowded, filthy cage. Constant abuse, deprivation, and suffering. Painful metal floor I can barely stand on. Day after day, month after month. This is my entire life. I thought we'd be in here forever. But then, something great happened. People began to take a stand for us. They started voting to get us out of cages entirely. The promise of a cage-free life. To no longer be trapped in a cage. But now, that promise is in danger of being broken. The egg industry is pushing federal legislation that would trade one cruel metal cage for another. And their bill could never be challenged or changed by state law or public vote, even though most people want us out of cages. If we let the egg factories win, we'll never get out.
We'll never get out.
Keep the promise. Take action. Visit StopTheRottenEggBill.org. Fight the egg industry's plan to keep hens locked away in cages forever.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut.
It's Go Vegan Radio. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com. Sage Global is a vegan-owned and operated office supply company. So, you can dump the office creepo and, you know, let Sage Global be your Staples remover, since Staples decided it would continue providing office products to Huntington Life Sciences, Animal Experimentation Dungeon, and you would like to boycott Staples, well, why not get all of your office supplies from a vegan, Sage Global. And also, from Sage Global, you can get LED light bulb replacements, also toner and printing supplies, recycled materials and made in California, all of your office products needs. Call 888-341-3911. 888-341-3911. You can hear last week's show with Tony Cohen, the owner of Sage Global, why he's vegan, why we should support vegan businesses. Sage Global, 888-341-3911. And the LED light bulbs are energy-saving, they're mercury-free, and if you buy them, you're eligible for a rebate from PG&E. You can get all the information from Tony by calling Sage Global, 888-341-3911, or go to sageglobal-llc.com. Sageglobal-llc.com for all of your office supplies and your LED light bulbs. So I'm issuing an invitation to Steve O. I invite him to be on the program next week. I want him to explain, since he has been touted as a vegan, credits much of his new success in life to his dog. He's received awards for animal rights. So what's up with Steve O and this TV show, Killer Karaoke, on Truth TV? It's a show with, I mean, incredible animal abuse. Steve O, here's your vegan radio show, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Please come on the program next week and explain how a vegan can be involved with animal cruelty on television like that. We'll continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
A grocery store that's 100% vegan, and not just that, the largest vegan grocery anywhere? It's Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Rancho Cucamonga. Thousands and thousands of items, everything vegan, everything cruelty-free. No animal ingredients, no animal testing. Viva La Vegan Grocery. Organic produce, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds. And introducing Veganic. Want to go beyond organic? Coming soon to Viva La Vegan. Thousands of grocery items, some you won't see anywhere else. Fresh juice from the juicer at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Donuts, cupcakes, supplements, gluten-free. Viva La Vegan, raw foods, vegan dog food, household items, personal care, books, belts, shoes. They all come together at the largest vegan grocery anywhere. Great prices, friendly staff, thousands of items, everything vegan, and Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, R-O-B-E-R-D-S, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 909-941-4495, VivaLaVeganGrocery.com, 909-941-4495, Viva La Vegan. Move over dairy, make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. Coconut yogurt, cultured, fermented, creamed coconut meat. A treat by itself or with fresh fruit. Coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter. Raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies. Coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit coconutcowcafe.com. Organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available. Call 626-993-5631. CoconutCowCafe.com.
Go.com. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com. Now featured at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga. Vegan with Joy, gourmet cuisine from Chef Rafaya. You will love her salad, sandwiches, specialties, desserts, lentil burgers, veggie burgers, quiche, just cupcakes. And it's fantastic. And her, for example, her quinoa salad and carrot salad are made with veganic ingredients, beyond organic. No animal ingredients, even in the growing process. Viva La Vegan Grocery, featuring the great Chef Rafaya and Vegan with Joy, cheesecake and cobblers, and head on over there. You will definitely enjoy it. It's the holiday season. If you're somebody who drinks wine, you should know that all wines are not vegan, and all wines are not organic. And if you want organic wine and vegan wine, you have to go to the Organic Wine Company, 888-ECO-WINE, 888-ECO-WINE, theorganicwinecompany.com. I think Martha Stewart would have preferred having tofurkey rather than handling all the turkey, because she did come down with the salmonella. I guess we're just about out of time. I did want to express my sympathy to a couple of people very close to me who recently lost family members very near and dear to their hearts. And Tenna Roba of the International Fund for Africa, who lost his dog, Love, Nikita. And Charlie Rose, producer of Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, who lost her cat, Love, Roscoe, who thought both of them so much about life and love and caring. We all want to live, and we all want to love. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. GoVeganRadio.com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Chris Earl Phillips. For this afternoon, 40% chance showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 67. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 10, patchy fog after 10, otherwise cloudy, and a low around 54. Heading into the work week, we started on Monday with a 50-50 shot for showers, patchy fog before 10, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high near 69. Monday night, patchy fog after 10, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low around 53. On Tuesday, cloudy through